Guest analyst this afternoon, U.S. Commodities President Don Rose. Don, kind of a quiet market day today.
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at the grain market, May options went off the board today. So, you know, we were kind of handcuffed on the at the strike prices, 480 on the May corn, 1050 on the May soybeans. And, you know, that kind of just is where we kind of hovered, you know, a lot of the day, 530 on the May wheat. So, you know, I think it was that. I think a little bit of watching the weather, how it's going to go, and then also the tariffs. I think the trade believes that maybe the tariffs are kind of starting to soften here, but you never know. Headline news can certainly drive a market over the weekend. So I'd say a little more of a cautious trade. First notice day coming next week, and then, of course, we have the May crop report out May 12th, and that'll be our first update on the balance table for next year.
And then, of course, Monday afternoon crop planting report, progress report.
Yeah, and you know, you bring that up. I think the feeling is that corn and soybeans will both be pretty close to 25% planted. So, you know, more of a normal type of pace starting to go forward here, but soil moisture, subsoil moisture is getting recharged, so kind of a double-edged sword, you know, but not late on yet, you know, about normal planting and getting some water in the ground.
How about livestock? What happened there?
Well, this cattle market, the beat goes on. Cattle market, April made new highs again. June made new highs again. So it's the bull market. It's the time of year from mid-April, mid-May is our best demand time of the year. Our tighter numbers probably that we're going to have for the year. So we're pushing up there. Technical still looks strong, although, you know, there's some warning signs. Our carcass weight's 34 pounds over a year ago. Cattle on feed down 2%, but our kills only down 5%. Cold storage, up versus what you would expect, and beef and cold storage up 2% versus a year ago. And but then the pork and cold storage down 9%. So grilling season ahead, are we going to see some switch from beef to pork, cheaper protein cut? So we'll see. Hogs continued to beat up, Randy, trying to seasonally move up. Supplies a little bit tighter, down 1% versus a year ago. And gap targets above the market, about $4. So found some strength in the hogs this week, and cattle to beat kept going to the upside.
Anything else we should be aware of here?
Well, yeah, I think when you look at the dollar, it looks like that might be trying to bottom here. And then I think also some of the trades starting to look at some of this cold weather going forward. You know, do we get, we planted soybeans pretty early. Do we get any cold weather in May?
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.